This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A sport utility vehicle carrying seven members of a British family plunged off a bridge in Iceland today, killing three people and critically injuring the others. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has a report.
Icelandic police said one child was among the dead and two were among the injured. The accident occurred Thursday morning when the vehicle slammed through a railing on the one-lane bridge at Skeiðarársandur, a vast sand plain in southern Iceland. The car landed on a rocky riverbank. Police say it remains unclear what caused the British driver to lose control of the vehicle, but temperatures were around freezing at the time. Police only identified the victims as British. Their names and ages have not been released. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Saudi Arabia's King Salman has made changes to his cabinet after international outrage over the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi nearly 3 months ago. State media reported the king appointed Minister of State Ibrahim Al-Assaf as foreign minister, replacing Adel Al-Jubeir, who had held the position since 2015. U.S. markets are sharply lower today after a rally a day earlier sent the U.S. stock market soaring, the Dow by 1,000 points, fueled by healthy holiday spending figures and Trump administration assurances that the job of Fed Chief Jerome Powell is safe. President Trump has aimed a barrage of criticism at Powell for his Fed actions, especially interest rate hikes. By late morning today, the Dow was off 400 points. One reason, the partial government shutdown. Here is Sagar Magani.
Talks are continuing between the White House and Capitol Hill, but they're dragging. The Senate is due to be in session this afternoon, but few members are expected to be there. Lawmakers will get 24 hours notice before any vote, so those who left town for the holidays can get back.
For news around the clock, you can check out voanews.com or use the VOA News app. This is VOA News. China's former deputy intelligence chief has been sentenced to life in prison for corruption. Ma Jian had been found guilty.